This is Mucho African Radio. I am live at the Black Diplomats Academy Global Summit 2023. My name is Vivian Atana, a 2023 fellow from the third cohort of the Black Diplomats Academy. We welcome all of our distinguished guests, speakers, fellows, and partners to this amazing summit.
My name is Faisha Inouin. I'm a program lead at a grassroots organization called Rise in STEM. I am an engineering graduate. I'm working on mobile application development, and I'm super excited to be here. Yeah, I'm here to speak about the grassroots organization that I'm fortunate to be able to lead, Rise in STEM. And what Rise in STEM really does is we work with Black youth, marginalized youth, I would say, within the community, and we essentially create programming for them to enter STEM, to learn about STEM, to know about the different career pathways in STEM. And the biggest motivation for me when doing this is because I am a STEM graduate. I work in STEM. I very much understand the lack of visibility that I see when it comes to Black individuals within the STEM field. And so my passion is to really increase that number, to have more Black students graduating within the STEM field, to have more Black individuals working in STEM fields. And so, yeah, that's my motivation when it comes to this. I think essentially because we show them that STEM isn't always the traditional science, technology, engineering, math. We show them that it's more than, you know, sitting down and solving mathematical equations. STEM is about discovery. STEM is about being able to innovate and have, you know, not just have an idea, but be able to put your idea to life. And, you know, we show them that through, you know, showing them that it can be fun. And we have a lot of fun programming where we bring them in. We create a safe space for them. We talk to them whenever they ask any questions. We make sure that we always answer every single one of our questions, and we just let them be them and have fun, and, you know, let them know that, hey, STEM is not always, you know, hard and tough. STEM can be very fun, and it's information that they should definitely tap into. Connecting with parents really is by, especially when you're working with parents from underserved communities, so you're most likely working with parents who are immigrants and new to the country. They don't know about a lot of information that is out there for them. They don't know that, hey, there is this after-school programming that you can sign your kids up for. Parents are not aware a lot of times, not because they choose not to, but because, you know, the information is there. But like you mentioned earlier, if you don't tap in, you're not going to have it. And so we connect with the parents by showing them that there is more out there and more opportunities for their kids. And we bring them in and we show it to them. And through that, the parents open up, you know, they encourage their kids to come into our programming. And we love having the parents on board, because when the parents are on board and, you know, they like what we're doing, there's a very high chance that the kids are going to come and the kids are going to be motivated, because now they have someone at home telling them, you better go for that. Corporate organizations, you know, they're always trying to push a diversity initiative, programming. And so for us, it's really reaching out to them and saying, hey, we have this STEM organization. We think it'll be amazing. Do you want to come on board? When it comes to the government side of things, it's about presenting our ideas and how we plan on using STEM to increase opportunities within our community. And when we present that to them, you know, sometimes it's a yes, sometimes it's a no, but it's really about going out there and seeing the information and what funding is applicable to your organization. Because sometimes, no, not even sometimes, a lot of times there is funding out there, but people do not know about it. People are not applying for it. So they end up being given back or being used for something else. So it's about presenting our ideas and really showing, you know, what we want to use our funding, what we want to use the funding for, and how we plan to better the community with the funding. Grassroots organization, so we're very much growing. It's been, what, I would say a good 3 to 4 years of running, and a big part of it was also we had the pandemic, everything became virtual. And so I think right now, you know, with everything our society has stabilized, it's definitely a goal of ours to partner with our communities, both ones at near, both ones at large, and really see how we can help each other out. Because at the end of the day, we're all trying to do the same thing, right? And so, yeah, coming together and working together is a goal of ours, you know, going forward in the coming years. Information is riseinstem.ca. You can check out our website. You can also check out our Instagram at riseinstem. Instagram, we have our LinkedIn at riseinstem. Everything in riseinstem. So check it out. Check us out on the website. Check us out on the socials. And we'll love to stay connected and connect with us.